would like to express my sincere gratitude to the President of Slovenia, and I look forward to seeing you, to meeting with you in the future. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Your Excellency, Mr. President. Now, allow me to invite the President of the Republic of Slovenia, Nataša Pirc-Musar, to take the floor. Please, Your Excellency.
Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished participants of the Business Forum, and Mr. President, if you allow me just to say a greeting words in Slovenian language, dobrodošli vsi podjetniki in podjetnice iz Republike Slovenije. It's an honor to address the participants of today's Business Forum in Astana. I would like to thank President Tokayev for the warm welcome and for the friendly relations between our two countries. I am delighted that so many representatives of leading Slovenian and Kazakh organizations are taking part in this important event. We have already enjoyed a wonderful day full of fruitful discussions, fresh ideas, and concrete agreements for further cooperation between Slovenia and Kazakhstan. Our two nations are bound by historically friendly relations, and my visit here reflects our shared commitment to strengthening mutual ties, enhancing our political and economic cooperation, and deepening links between the European Union and Kazakhstan. On behalf of Slovenia, I would like to express my sincere gratitude to our Kazakh partners for their willingness to share their experience and knowledge, and to all of you here today, whether as speakers or as participants in this important event. Your commitment and openness to cooperation are crucial to the forum's success. Today's forum was an important step towards even closer relations between our two countries, which share many common interests and, I believe, also opportunities. Slovenia and Kazakhstan have a long-standing tradition of cooperation, and today's event is proof that we are ready to elevate our partnership to a new level. We believe that together we can open new doors for cooperation in business, technology, and culture. History is full of upheaval. Times passes, regimes change, and new countries are born, including Slovenia. I am pleased that this year marks the 33rd anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between our two countries, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished participants. As a young and dynamic state, Slovenia is proud to be a member of the most important international organizations, including the OECD, which cooperates closely with Kazakhstan through programs for the Euro-Asian region. Both Slovenia and Kazakhstan are firmly committed to transboundary water management and are parties to the Water Convention, which Slovenia will chair for the next 3 years. Both countries are also active members of the International Renewable Energy Agency, IRENA. Slovenia has been elected to chair the IRENA Assembly in 2025, so this year, and we look forward to working together with Kazakhstan to achieve our common goals. There is also great potential for mutual cooperation in the field of digitalization, as Slovenia recently won an EU tender to build a high-performance supercomputer accompanied by an artificial intelligence factory. The investment is worth 150 million euros. Slovenia is an open and export-oriented economy with a wide range of industries, from pharmaceutical to automotive. Kazakhstan is an excellent partner for Slovenia. With its strong market and strategic position in Central Asia, it opens up opportunities for the expansion of Slovenia's business activities. And ladies and gentlemen, just to give you a couple of numbers regarding Slovenian economy, Mr. President, you said that your gross domestic product is 288 billion. 288 billion euros. It's a huge number. Slovenia can never reach it because of the size. Yesterday, when I was discussing with students, you know, does the size matter? How big the country is? But of course, when we compare the economies, we have to take into account the geographical size of the country. The gross domestic product of Slovenia is over 70 billion euros currently. I think it's around 73. So if we compare it to Kazakhstani GDP and the size of the country and the population number of the country, your GDP should be around 700 billion euros because Slovenia's size is, you know, like 10 times smaller and the population is only 2 million. So Slovenian economy, what I wanted to say, is really a strong economy. 72 billion euros for a 2 million people population, it's really a huge number. So this number is telling you that Slovenian economy is really doing well. But I have to tell you something, Mr. President. I'm always comparing also the purchasing power parity numbers. Your numbers are really, really good. That means that the living conditions in Kazakhstan, not only for business, but for every single citizen, is on a high level. And the purchasing power parity in Slovenia is also on a high level. This is why young people are returning back from foreign countries to Slovenia, because the value for money is better. The GDP per capita in my country is 34,000 euros per capita. In Kazakhstan, it's 12,500. So it's still, you know, a gap, but purchasing power parity is nearly the same. So that means that the living conditions are on a high level, and I'm really proud on that. And just to give you one more number, the added value per employee in Slovenia is around 54,000 euros. That's also the number which can tell you the strength of the Slovenian economy. Of course, we cannot compare to Luxembourg because financial industries are, you know, on a very high level. The added value per employee in Luxembourg is 160,000 euros. But still, you know, 54,000 euros is a good number. The economic growth, Mr. President, Slovenia can envy you 4.8%. That's for sure, because we are reaching 2%. But still, we are above the average of European Union. That's also showing the strength of the Slovenian economy. So, ladies and gentlemen, I am pleased to be here together with the representatives of leading Slovenian companies operating on a global scale, some of which are already doing business in Kazakhstan. I'm accompanied by Tanya Fajon, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs and European Affairs. Thank you, Tanya, for joining us and the business delegation. And senior representatives of the Slovenian Public Agency for Investment, Entrepreneurship, and Internationalization of the Slovenian Chamber of Commerce and Industry. So all the important people are here. In today's globalized world, no country can act in isolation. We need partnerships to share best practices and find effective solutions to contemporary challenges. Our two economies have much in common, which provide a solid foundation for future cooperation. Both countries face similar challenges, such as digital transformation, sustainable development, and fostering innovation. In Slovenia, we are focusing on the creation of startups and high-tech companies to enable growth in an increasingly globalized economy. And I saw, Mr. President and ladies and gentlemen, today an artificial intelligence hub here in Astana, a technological park, we call it in my country. And I have to tell you that I was impressed to see young entrepreneurs working hand in hand, learning from each other. So that's a huge added value also that you do have here in Kazakhstan. You are promoting the knowledge, you are promoting modern technologies, and this is where I see the connectivity between our two countries. Slovenia doesn't have oil and gas, but we are really, really very innovative in modern technologies. This is the core and the soul of Slovenian business. And as I said, Kazakhstan, and as you said, Mr. President, Kazakhstan is one of the fastest growing economies in Central Asia. and I am confident that together we can design concrete projects reflecting our shared aspirations for progress and, of course, sustainable development. Slovenia and Kazakhstan are also proud of their rich cultural heritage. Both nations value mutual understanding, respect their traditions, and believe that education is the foundation for building a stable and sustainable future. I have to tell you that the current government decided to invest to science the biggest number ever in the history of Slovenia. That's at least 100 million euros per year only to science. And through the Horizon Project, an EU investment in Slovenia, we just recently opened a biotech laboratory, which is a high-tech laboratory most of the countries around us do envy us. So this is what Slovenia is proud of. Further momentum for our cooperation will be provided by the legal acts that have been or will be signed during my visit in the fields of tourism, higher education, and science, as well as by the memorandum of cooperation between the Chambers of Commerce and Industry of our two countries and the business agreement between the Slovenian company Duol and its Kazakh partner for the installation of an air dome of the arena for the football club Elimai. And I have one more news, and I'm pretty sure that director of Duol is here. Yes, please. He just informed me this morning that the Slovenian company Duol has signed an agreement with Kazakh Football Association for more air domes, not just the one as we thought before coming to Astana. So I would like to congratulate you, sir, for this. And if you allow me, ladies and gentlemen, I have to discuss sports. Because, okay, these sporting facilities the Slovenian company is offering is not the only thing that we are proud of. We are really proud on our sports, proud on athletes. Slovenia is always ranked top three on the medal rankings at the Olympics per capita. Being a small nation and winning Olympic medals and the medals on the World Championships, it means a lot to our country. But why am I discussing this here? Because sports is business as well. You know, the added value that we are getting from our sports people, from the athletes, back to Slovenia, it's huge. I do have to apologize.